Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, November 10th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of health, fitness, and wellness news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. LDL cholesterol improved among veterans in program with health coaches, other resources. A quality improvement program, including healthcare coaches and resources, helped 34% of veterans with heart and blood vessel disease and high cholesterol achieve LDL levels below 70 mg deler after 24 months. The program increased the number of veterans meeting this goal, with over a third of those 75 and older reaching their lower cholesterol target. The study, presented at the American Heart Association's Scientific Sessions 2025, showed significant reductions in LDL levels, improved medication adherence, and increased prescription rates for cholesterol-lowering medications. The Valor QI program, a collaboration between the VA and the American Heart Association, aims to support veterans with cardiovascular disease or at high risk of a cardiovascular event. The study's findings suggest simple, accessible strategies can lead to better cholesterol management and cardiovascular health outcomes for veterans.
NRx Pharmaceuticals, NRxP, launches Hope Therapeutics' one-day TMS protocol for treatment-resistant depression in Florida. NRx Pharmaceuticals has launched Hope Therapeutics' one-day TMS protocol for treatment-resistant depression in Florida. This innovative approach combines transcranial magnetic stimulation with D-cycloserine and listexamfetamine, showing impressive response and remission rates in non-randomized trials. Under the direction of Medical Director Dr. Rebecca Cohen, Hope Clinics in Sarasota, Naples, and Fort Myers are now offering this protocol, with more locations planned by year-end. Dr. Cohen believes that this rapid, one-day treatment has the potential to revolutionize TMS therapy and improve care for millions battling depression and PTSD.
Houston-based medical technology company wins overall global health tech competition at Scientific Sessions 2025. At the American Heart Association's Scientific Sessions 2025, Houston-based Polyvascular was named the overall winner of the health tech competition, focusing on innovative solutions for cardiovascular health. Polyvascular aims to reduce open-heart surgeries for children with congenital heart disease. Brainomics of Oxford, England was recognized for AI-powered software improving stroke diagnosis. Both companies will join the Association's Center for Health Technology and Innovation, Innovators Network. Judges, including industry experts and TV personality Star Jones, evaluated solutions based on validity, scientific rigor, and impact. The competition showcased groundbreaking technologies with the potential to transform patient care and outcomes, emphasizing the importance of reaching people where they live, work, and play. Dogtopia Foundation celebrates Veterans Day with nationwide support for veterans and service dogs. Dogtopia and the Dogtopia Foundation are celebrating Veterans Day by highlighting their mission to help veterans regain independence, confidence, and connection through service dogs. Since 2017, the foundation has raised over $5 million, supported 700 veteran service dog teams, and partnered with organizations like America's Vet Dogs and Canines for Warriors. Dogtopia centers nationwide are hosting events to honor veterans and raise funds for those in need. The foundation also funds research on the benefits of service dogs for veterans with PTSD. To support their mission, visit dogtopiafoundation.org. Access to healthy foods linked to improved quality of life for adults with heart failure. Access to healthy, medically tailored meals or fresh produce, along with nutrition counseling, led to improved quality of life for adults with heart failure compared to those who only receive dietary guidance without food delivery. A recent study found that participants who received either meals or produce reported a higher quality of life based on the Kansas City Cardiomyopathy Questionnaire. The study, presented at the American Heart Association Scientific Sessions 2025, highlighted the importance of access to healthy food for people with chronic conditions like heart failure. The findings suggest that healthy food can have a significant impact on outcomes and disease progression for individuals with heart failure. Larger studies are needed to further assess the potential benefits of food programs in lowering hospitalizations and improving survival rates.
PCSK9 medication plus statin may help lower cholesterol after heart transplant. Research presented at the American Heart Association Scientific Sessions 2025 showed that the cholesterol-lowering medication alirocumab, a PCSK9 inhibitor, combined with a statin, reduced LDL cholesterol levels by more than 50% in patients after a heart transplant. This new clinical trial, called CAVIER, found that while alirocumab did not reduce the risk of developing cardiac allograft vasculopathy, it effectively lowered LDL cholesterol levels. The study included more than 100 adults who had heart transplants, with participants taking either alirocumab or a placebo in addition to rosuvastatin. The results showed a significant decrease in LDL cholesterol levels among those taking alirocumab, supporting the use of PCSK9 inhibitors for patients with high LDL cholesterol levels. However, further studies with longer-term follow-up are needed to confirm these findings. Mission IR News breaks. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NRxP, launches Hope Therapeutics' one-day TMS protocol for treatment-resistant depression in Florida. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc. has launched Hope Therapeutics Team's one-day TMS protocol for treatment-resistant depression in Florida. The AMPA-1D protocol combines a single day of transcranial magnetic stimulation with physician-prescribed D-cycloserine and listexamfetamine, showing response rates of 87% and remission rates of 72% in non-randomized trials. Under the direction of Medical Director Dr. Rebecca Cohen, Hope Clinics in Sarasota, Naples, and Fort Myers are now offering the protocol, with 6 Florida locations expected by year-end. Dr. Cohen believes these results have the potential to revolutionize TMS therapy, offering a rapid, one-day approach that could transform care for millions battling depression and PTSD. Combination pill for heart failure, improved heart function, symptoms, and quality of life. A polypill combination of 3 medications for heart failure taken once daily for 6 months improved heart function, symptoms, and quality of life in patients with heart failure and reduced ejection fraction, HFREF. Compared to those taking the medications separately, the polypill group saw a 3.4% higher absolute left ventricular ejection fraction, reduced heart failure-related hospitalizations by more than half, and reported a higher quality of life. This study, presented at the American Heart Association's Scientific Sessions 2025, focused on improving medication adherence and simplifying treatment for socially disadvantaged populations. The findings suggest that a polypill approach could be effective for patients with heart failure, offering a promising new strategy for managing this serious condition. Investor news breaks. Nanoviricides, NYS American, NNVC. Receives regulatory approval to begin phase 2 trial of NV387 for treatment of Mpox in the DRC. Nanoviricides Inc., NNVC, has received regulatory approval from the Democratic Republic of Congo's agency, ACOREP, to begin a phase 2 clinical trial for NV387. This trial will evaluate the drug's effectiveness in treating Mpox caused by HMPXV infection. NV387 is designed to mimic human cells to trap and destroy viruses, showing potential as a broad-spectrum antiviral targeting up to 95% of human pathogenic viruses. Anil R. Dewan, PhD, President and Executive Chairman, expressed that this milestone is crucial in the drug's regulatory development. The company believes NV387 could revolutionize antiviral therapy, similar to how antibiotics transformed bacterial disease treatment. Nanoviricides is focused on advancing NV387 into phase 2 human clinical trials, along with developing drugs against various viral diseases.
New implants defy necessity of brain surgery against cancer. Microscopic wireless electronics developed by Massachusetts Institute of Technology researchers could revolutionize brain surgery by eliminating the need for invasive procedures when treating tumors and neurological conditions. These tiny devices, demonstrated in mice, can self-navigate to diseased brain tissue and deliver electrical stimulation without human guidance. Companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NASDAQ, CNSP, are closely following the development of these implants. To stay updated on the latest news and updates regarding CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc. and SP, investors can visit the company's newsroom. TinyGems, a specialized communications platform, is dedicated to highlighting innovative small-cap and mid-cap companies with promising futures. For more information, visit tinygems.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.